Well, lots of different things can come ashore on the Labrador coast. But people in Maine got a surprise when a small boat with a German couple tied up there for a spell a few weeks ago. Harold Paul and his wife steamed all the way across the Atlantic to come to Labrador. They're here to make a film and write a book on the great outdoors. Labrador Morning's David Burke reached Paul via his satellite phone somewhere near Maine.
What are you doing in Labrador?
I make a research travel. I look in the nature, and I want to learn to live in the nature without the civilization. This is the first village. What can I contact when I have a problem or I need food or something like this? But the most, I want to have this from the nature. Over.
What are you planning to do there?
I want to make a good, very good photos, and I write a book over this, and I produce a film. My idea is, I'm a conservationist, and my idea is maybe it's possible to conserve this nature more.
Where did you sail from?
I come from Germany and go over the UK and then over the islands Orkney and Shetland, from there to Faroe, Iceland, and the east coast to Greenland, under the lake was the first village there. Then I cross the corner from Greenland, go on the west coast, and cross then from the west coast directly to Labrador. Over.
What made you decide to make the trip to Labrador?
Nice area first, and it's giving more original inhabitants. And what for me very important is there are trees in the latitude from 56 degrees, 36 minutes or something like this, because I need the trees for my wood stove.
How was the trip over?
Winds, strong winds, and then I have not a sailboat, I have a small commercial craft, and the problem is I must make my trip with a direction from the waves. This is very important for me, because then the boat is too much rolling and the sea work is too hard.
What do you think about the area?
First 1 month here, in the moment the area is very nice. I want to stand by the next, maybe, then it's 9 months, maybe, in the middle of June. I hope then the ice go open. But in this time, I stand by with my boat in the ice, in this area.
So your boat will remain in the ice all winter?
Yes, I stand by on the completely winter time in the ice with a boat in the near from Maine. Maybe 15 to 20 nautical miles in this area.
Will you take the boat ashore or just leave it in the harbor?
No, nothing harbor, no ashore. I stand by in the ice, directly in the ice.
Now, ice around here shifts during the winter. It moves and often destroys wharfs and docks and that sort of thing. Are you worried that your boat may get damaged by the ice?
No, I hope not. This is no damage, because the boat is have a good construction, of course, but the ice is much stronger as the boat. I know this. But I hope when we have maybe between 3 to 5 feet ice, then this is not a big problem. I can move with ice together, and I have a big chainsaw, and I can cut the ice too, and I can make this a little free. But when it's more than maybe 6 to 8 feet, then this is a big problem for me. Over.
When do you expect to have your book and your film completed?
Yeah, this is depends first from the money, and second, I hope I have now maybe 6 to 7 hours first film material, but I need much more, maybe between 30 to 50 hours, and then we must cut this, as you know, and the book is the same. When you want to make a book, then you need maybe 1 year to write this, and but 1.5 year to make this for the store perfect. Over.
Do you find it lonely?
No, I'm not alone. No, I'm not alone. Oh, my board is my wife. I'm not stupid. I have a wife on board and a dog, a polar bear recognizer. I live 8 years now on the boat, all time. I have not a house, I have nothing. I stand by all winter times in the ice with the boat, and I hope my skill and my experience is enough to be to do that in this area too. Over.
Thank you so much for your time.
It is not a problem, sir.
And that was Harold Paul. He's from Germany, and he's, as you heard, camping out near Nain in his boat throughout the winter. Well, we will check in with him later on the winter to see how things are faring out for him.